All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. It's a wonderful day. How you feeling, Keontae, man?
Feeling pretty good, man. I'm just getting over a cold, so you know, forgive me if my voice sounds a little scratchy.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, glad that you're feeling better. And we always want to just thank our listeners. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. You can find more information about us at simplifycomplexity.org. Also, I'm really excited, and I know we probably a week late. It's been a while since we posted, but I'm really excited because I've been working hard on my book, and it's finally done. It's releasing in 2 weeks. Yeah. And so make sure you can go to Simplify Complexity and find more information there, or you can definitely follow me at Brian E. Wallace, and you can get more information. And obviously, where can they follow you, Keontae, man?
You can follow me at Keontae McDonald. Keontae is spelled K-E-O-N-T-E, McDonald like the restaurant.
Okay, all right. So we're going to get into it, man. So our topic today is hard-headed. You know any hard-headed people?
Oh, man. Too many hard-headed people,
but
actually.
Not your wife, though.
Not my wife. Yeah.
Never that. So we're going to get into hard-headed, embracing correction in relationships. And, you know, it's so important that how do we deal with information? How do we deal with correction when we're in a relationship? And so if you're listening to this, do not skip. This is an episode you definitely need to listen to, because this is the difference between a good relationship and a bad relationship, you know, and it being unhealthy. And this kind of came up because there was a scripture. I was kind of going through Proverbs. And so if you're ever looking for something to read, if you're ever looking for devotion, Proverbs is a great devotion book. There's 31 Proverbs. There's normally 31 days in a month. And so you can just take one chapter, whatever day of, you know, the month it is. So if it's the 10th day, then you can read chapter 10.
Yeah.
If it's the 12th day, you can read chapter 12, whatever it is. But the particular proverb we're going to read and I wanted to share with you comes from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. And it says this: whoever loves instruction loves knowledge, but he or she who hates correction is stupid. Now, that's interesting, because whenever the Bible might say you're stupid, that might be something you might want to pay attention to.
Right.
Like, I don't want to be stupid. You know, I don't want to be a fool, or, you know, there's different things.
Right.
And so I'm not calling you stupid. So if you listen to this, we're not calling anybody stupid. We're not trying to offend anybody.
Uh-huh.
But it's very clear. If you hate correction, you know, then the Bible says it's stupid. That's a stupid person. That's a foolish person who hates correction. So let's kind of get into that. Hard-headed. When you think about hard-headed people, man, what comes to your mind?
It's just somebody that does something. They do the same thing every time, even when somebody tells them, like, hey, you shouldn't be doing that.
You shouldn't be doing that, right.
They keep doing the same thing. And they keep getting the same result. You know what I mean? It's just like, you would think if you get the same result out of something, you might want to change.
Right. How many relationships does that define, right?
Oh, man. That's...
Woo. You know, so hopefully you listen to this, because we want to grow, we want to learn, and we want to do better. Now, I want to kind of break down the first part of this. The first part of this whole verse is saying, whoever loves instruction. And so, mind you, you know, instruction is kind of detail pointing out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so many times when we approach relationships, we don't always know what to do. There's an assumption that you're just supposed to just poof. You're just supposed to just kind of know how to build a good relationship. You're just supposed to just know how to communicate. But, you know, how did that work? I just think about, you know, when you first got married, you know, what was that experience like as far as what you needed, like what you knew then, like there
versus what you know now.
What you know now. So why don't you kind of share that?
It's just like the first year of marriage is always the fun part, because this is where you're really learning stuff.
Okay.
You know, before you get married, leading up to the days before you get married, you have this picture in your head of what marriage is going to be like, how simple it's going to be. But then until you say I do and you move in with a person, you start learning new things, like, oh, I didn't know it was like that. Oh, I didn't know you put cereal on top of the refrigerator, not in the cabinet. You know what I mean? Like, just little things like that. It becomes a whole host of information that you didn't know that you may have thought you knew before then.
Right.
But in that space, it really gets interesting, because now you're learning, like, okay, this is how communication is going to work between me and person X.
Right.
Or whatnot. And it's not going to be the way that I thought it was beforehand, because I have to learn this person, and I'm learning different traits and how they feel and how they receive things and how they accept things.
Right.
I have to learn how to navigate through that. It's just no cookie cutter way on, you know, how to get through a talk.
Well, so let's try to deal with some solutions real quick. So let's deal it from two perspectives. You have the person who's hard-headed. and what they can do. And then you have the person who deals with the hard-headed person.
Right.
So if you're listening to this and you're hard-headed, and I'll go ahead and admit, I can be hard-headed at times. Mm-hmm. All right. So you're not alone. If you listen to this, I know what it feels like to be hard-headed. I don't know. Can I tell you you're hard-headed sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I think we're all kind of hard-headed sometimes. And so I think the first, you know, thing it comes down to is just understanding that you don't know it all. And you mentioned it. You hit the nail on the head when you said pride. So therefore, I need to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you find that you're that hard-headed person, you know, then one of the things that you want to strive for, one of the things that you want to do is you want to be humble. You want to approach a situation with humility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus said it so many times, the last shall be first. And so if you're constantly looking to lift yourself up, you're constantly trying to self-justify or justify yourself, then that's the wrong approach. So, you know, even if you think you're right, let me ponder if what you have to say, maybe I am wrong. Maybe I could have done it different.
Right.
That takes humility. Any other thoughts as far as, you know, in that area?
I think for the person trying to receive that message of correction, you just have to look and remember that in correction, always listen for God's direction. You know what I mean? Because, you know, God can use just about anything to get to you. You know what I mean? Whether it be an experience, whether it be speaking through somebody, whether it be speaking through a rock.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's going to get to you some way, somehow. And so when the person that you're most close to, the person that you love, which could be your spouse, why wouldn't God not use your spouse to maybe, you know, speak something through them, you know, for you to come to understand something?
Right.
So you can't just take everything as they're attacking me or get defensive about certain things. You know, just we have to be humble. We got to take a step back and be like, okay, let me look at this from another point of view, you know what I mean, and some other type of shoes, and maybe this correction is helping me to become better, to be a better person.
And all benefit.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And so another point to those who are hard-headed and struggle with being hard-headed, we have to change how we view instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to go actually to the actual scripture.
Okay.
It says, whoever loves instruction loves knowledge.
Right.
And so if you find that you struggle with being hard-headed, you struggle with correction, then you need to not only learn to be humble as you approach situations, but begin to love instruction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how am I, as you're telling me things, are you telling me what to do? You know, is that how I'm going to view everything? You know, or am I going to view like, wow, I have an opportunity to learn.
Right.
I want to learn. And so is there a love for learning? Is there a love for instruction? So I had an example for this.
Mm-hmm.
If I came to you and I said, hey, man, I have a way that you can get $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
No, what's your response going to be?
I'm all ears, number one.
That's what I'm saying. You're all ears. It's like, hey, yo, like, now if I began to say, look, what you need to do, part of that instruction as far as you getting $1 million, you just need to drive to work a different way. Now, you've been doing things one way, right?
Right.
You know, so I'm basically saying, look, there's a different way. I'm giving correction to where you can make them, you know. So how are you going to receive that? Are you going to receive that like, man, I really want this money?
Right.
You know, because who wants to turn down $1 million?
$1 million. Exactly.
But it's the same thing in a relationship. Your relationship, man, life is miserable when you're in a miserable relationship.
Mm-hmm. True. It is true.
And so if you can gain instruction, if you can gain tools that will help you, right, to be better, to have a blessed relationship, why wouldn't you view that instruction that way? Who cares who it comes from? And you know what I mean? Sometimes we get so caught up, well, you know, you can't, you know, it can't be you. It needs to be somebody. Man, it could be somebody you don't like.
Right.
If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you need correction, you need correction. Good advice is good advice. And I get it, man. There's some people that it's like, I really don't want to hear from you, you know, on this subject, but that's pride, because ultimately I want good advice. I want good instruction.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm willing to think about it. I don't know.
That's true, man. And then just think about pride. Just think about what you said. Like pride, and a good example of pride. Pride is the person that says, hey, we need to go to marriage counseling. Then when you get in marriage counseling and the counselor tells you something, you say,
right,
I don't need to listen to that.
Right. Oh, even worse. So with my kids, man, I actually have a bad word.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a phrase a little bit, but I know.
Right.
And so whenever they say I know, I'm like, that's like a word. I've taught it in our household that that's a bad word. We don't say I know. Because there's a bunch of things you can say. You can say, okay, right. All right, thanks. You know, now mind you, you really can what?
You really can know.
You can know. Like, you just told me something that I already know.
Right.
But I don't have to say I know. There's so many other things that you can say, oh, okay, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has a whole different thing because there's some things you really don't know. And it begins to help you in your approach.
Right. And also, that's just that's great that you do that, because that's also just a form of just treating, just teaching how to properly receive something, because that I know, that could be an inflammatory word. You know what I mean? That can cause tension where it doesn't need to be tension.
That's like a whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You say, okay, then, okay. Right. You know, you're going about your business. I know is like, oh, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But it just changes the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's why I really like, thanks.
That's good. That's like, good.
I know how to get here, but thank you for the.
You know what I mean?
I got you. All right. So now let's go from the other side. So you're somebody and you're dealing with a hard-headed person. How do you deal with that, man?
I think first you just need to come at a person. You just think on grace. You know what I mean? When we talk about hard-headedness, man, God is always telling us something, and we keep going back. Yeah, you know I mean, we keep going back.
Man, you ain't saying nothing but a word.
Yeah, man.
So you gotta have that mercy, because think about how God has grace toward us, or has mercy toward us.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are, I always try to better understand words. And so those that are listening, you want to better understand that word mercy.
Yeah,
it means you're giving what somebody doesn't deserve.
Mm.
They don't deserve a second chance. Mm-hmm. They're hard-headed. You've told them 3 or 4 times, but that's where God is merciful toward us. He gives us what we don't deserve. So,
right.
So that's good. All right.
Yeah, so in that, you know, like I said, you just continue to think on just how God works with us, and we need to extend that same thing to people, because at the end of the day, we're all human. We're all flawed.
Right.
We're all dealing with flesh. You know what I mean? So...
I have a listener. I'm already thinking about what they're saying. All right, Keontae. All right, man. But I've told her, you know, like 10 times.
Mm-hmm. You told her about 10 times. How many times has God corrected us and shown us mercy?
But you don't understand. I'm so tired of him. I'm so tired of her. You know, I've told her 50 times. Mm-hmm. They keep doing the same thing.
Well, at this point, this is kind of what you signed up for. You signed up for better. Or for worse. This might be going towards the worse. Okay. You know what I mean?
And one of the things that comes to my mind is when Jesus said 70 times 7. Like,
yeah.
Like, what? Like, how many times am I supposed to forgive?
70 times 7.
Oh, man. It's like, now, mind you, so that ain't helping the situation. So we're going to give some more things to help. And so for that person that's listening and saying, you don't understand, I keep telling them they're not getting it, prayerfully ask God what you can do different. Because maybe your approach, because you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
That's insanity.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
And so even your approach of how you are telling that person that, look, this correction and what you're doing is wrong. If you keep doing it the same way, maybe you need to try a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
And so... what can that approach be? What are some different ways that we can approach a hard-headed person? So a lot of times, I think for anybody, yelling and screaming and calling people out their name,
mm-hmm.
That's not the right approach.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that's not. So, as you said, mercy, right?
Right.
You know, so what are some different approaches?
I'll just give a quick example of something that my wife does, you know. Me, I try to, you know, I'm the husband, I'm the man, the leader of my household, right? So there's certain things I'm like, baby, you don't have to do that or whatnot. She's like, well, I've been asking you, you know, could you, you know, I've been asking you, can you wash the car for a couple of days now? I'm like, okay, like, hey, it ain't that dirty. I'm gonna get to it. All right, let me just get these kids a bath. I'm gonna get to the car, right? So then I come downstairs one morning and she's washing the car, and I'm just like, hey, I told you I was gonna get to it. And then she told me, well, you know, I seen that you were busy, so I just went ahead and just washed the car myself, and yeah, I didn't ask you anymore. So that kind of flipped the switch in my head, like, okay, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, so now she has to take on the reins of something that was my responsibility, really,
right.
Or whatnot. And so by her actually just leaving me alone, not even nagging me about it or anything like that, she's just going off doing it, and I'm visualizing this and seeing this now. I'm like, okay, I need to get myself together.
Right. Yeah. And that's really good. I'm gonna work with some people that are listening, uh-huh. and they're dealing with some really tough situations.
Mm-hmm.
That works when you have a husband or wife that's just in tune with God,
yeah.
And they see that, and they're in tune with their responsibilities.
Right.
But, you know, I could just imagine some people really abusing that. And mm-hmm. so I'm sure that there's some people, they've stepped into the husband role, or they've stepped into the wife's role for way too long, and mm-hmm. and they're still not getting it.
Right,
you know, so that's definitely one approach. I think something that's come to my mind is, first, we need power.
Mm-hmm.
We need prayer. You know, and so how often do we react versus really taking time to pray and say, Lord, what's the best way to approach this situation?
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned earlier, I need mercy, but in order for me to give mercy, I don't really have the power within me to give that mercy.
Right.
And so I think one of the first approaches that we need to have is we need to pray, and we just need to ask for power. We need to ask for strength. We need to ask for patience.
That's number one,
and so then as we're doing that, now we're asking God for guidance. And it's tough to get into every situation and how to deal with it, because every situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some of it might be, you know, some of the things that you said, you know, but there's wisdom in the multitude of counselors.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the best advice I could give is seek somebody who can give you godly counsel,
mm-hmm.
and begin to ask them about your specific situation. And I say that because it's tough to deal with specifics, you know, on a podcast. And so every situation is different. And so what you're dealing with is hurtful. How this person continues to just be hard-headed, continue to not receive correction or whatever it might be. You need guidance in that, and you need specific right. guidance. And so we've been talking about kind of like the overview, like the lighter things, but there's some really deep things that I believe somebody's dealing with. And you're listening to this podcast, like, I need some answers. And so what I would encourage and tell you to do is you need to go and meet somebody, meet with someone. Hopefully you guys can get couple counseling.
Yeah.
So if you found that you've continued to try to do things one way and it's not working, you need a mediator.
Mm-hmm.
You need somebody that can have fresh ears, have fresh eyes on the situation, and can kind of guide you, because I don't know what it is, right? I think we've been there, right? Somebody can tell us something, and then somebody else tells us the very same thing.
Yeah.
The other person told us like 10 times, and all of a sudden, it's like we heard it for the first time.
Right, like, wow.
Oh, wow. That's a
revelation.
Deep. Yeah.
I heard this great thing on the radio today.
Baby, you ain't heard. Tell you what I heard today. It's like, I can be a jerk sometimes.
Yeah,
like, really?
Man.
Like, you know, you can be a jerk. So that's all I got. I mean, you have any other thoughts, man?
I would just say, too, another thing, when you're talking to your spouse and you want them to kind of change some things, you really have to pay attention to your words. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because words are powerful, and just deciding on the way that you say something can change an outcome. Yeah. For instance, if your husband has a bad time of taking out the trash, it's one thing to say, oh, you never take out the trash.
Mm.
The trash is just always sitting here. Versus, you know, I know you're busy, but when you just get a chance, I would just appreciate it if, you know, you could take out the trash. Just when you get some time. You know what I mean? When you just come in a situation which is kind of, you know, you just season the situation.
It's a bark, you know.
You know what I mean?
Start barking and
right, because now I'm coming from, when you're telling me, oh, I'll never take out the trash, I'm coming from somebody trying to demand me to do something.
Yeah.
Now I'm coming into, okay, she's looking for my help to do something.
Right.
And I want to be helpful.
Right.
You know what I mean? So sometimes it's just your words and just how you phrase things, how you put it.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy dealing with a hard-headed person.
Mm-hmm.
So so hopefully that hard-headed person is listening to this and they're learning to be humble and listen.
Yeah.
So let's go ahead and pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for our listeners. And Father, we just want to pray for those that are right now just dealing with correction and really listening. Help them to love instruction. Help them to embrace instruction so that way they can reap the benefits, so their relationship can reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I just pray for any struggling spouse or anyone in a relationship where they're with somebody who's really hard-headed and they're trying to figure out how to break through. Give them wisdom. Help them to be merciful. Help them to pray and seek power, and help them to seek guidance and counsel. We love you. We ask all these things just in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, you guys. God bless you. God keep you. Don't forget to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There you can check out some of our great resources. Please check out more information about my upcoming book. And you can also find that on the website. And I think that's about it. So have a great day. And until next time. Yeah, what you're looking for. Come on. Stand up.
scream, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion in my family. There's no place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.